Well, one of the things that's actually quite remarkable, and I became aware of this relatively early on, although as I look back on it, many of us look back on what happened when we were 30 years old, was astonishingly naive and ignorant about things. I think I did pick up on this, and that is that when the IEEE decided to do this, they decided we're not going to do this in half measures. Not only was I hired full time, but one of the first things that I was told by either by Executive Director Eric Hirsch or possibly by Woody Gannett, who was head of publications and to whom I reported more directly, was that I had money to hire a secretary. And I'm thinking to myself, a secretary? What would I do with a secretary? I mean, I'd seen secretaries working at the Smithsonian, and I knew that they were very useful people, but I also knew that they could be more work than otherwise. So, that's a separate story. I'll get to that in a moment. But the point is that they said, no, this is not going to be half measures. You're going to have an office. You're going to have a staff, such as it is. You're going to have help. You let us know what you need. I was very struck by the commitment there. And Eric Hirsch made a point of saying, you know, you come here. We're not testing you out. We're going to do this, and we decided to do this. And now, in retrospect, he could say he's not testing me out, but I certainly felt, not by anything he said or did, but just simply by the circumstances, that this was a new initiative. There was very little precedent to work from. Very modest, to put it mildly, specific agenda. But I said, all that aside, they wanted it done right. I guess I can expand on that, because that's a key theme here. As a young person coming in here, one of the central lessons that I learned in setting up the center and in working within the IEEE, something that nothing in my academic experience or my museum experience that really exposed me to, was what it meant to be a professional. I realized that as an organization of professional engineers, the values of professionalization were very deep within the organization. And that's why, as young and unwashed as I was, they wanted a professional historian.
Right.
And they were going to give that professional historian both the autonomy and the tools that they would accord any professional in their functioning. And that was a remarkable kind of experience for me, because I'd never been in a situation like that. And subsequently, I realized, when you go into a university, that's not what happens. It's a very different kind of treatment, particularly of the more junior people. And that idea that you are professional, there's some things that are implicit even in the way that a university worked, in the way that functioned. But it was not implicit at the IEEE, it was explicit. And the fact that I had a blank slate was not purely because they didn't know what they wanted, I think that's part of it, but it was also because they hired me with the expectation that I would be the one to fill in that blank slate, that I was not the hired help,